Wednesday night, the Dvar Halacha. Two inyanim in Sfiras HaOmer,
which are not as pashut as they seem at first glance. One is the din, and again, this could come up more than you realize when you learn the halacha. In Shulchan Aruch it says if you make the bracha and you don't know what the day's counting is, so if you just have in mind that you'll hear what your friend says and you'll repeat it and you'll say it also, so that's okay, yotza. It means the bracha was valid because you had in mind you'll be Messiah, you'll do the mitzvah, you'll make the sfira, you'll say the sfira what your friend says. But the Mishnah Berurah says mikol makom, lechatchila ein lo levarech, you should not make the bracha lechatchila, elam ken yodea mitchila eze yom hayom, unless you know beforehand what day it is. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say the osur lahafsik, because it would entail a shtika, it would entail a hefsik, because if you make a bracha and then you wait and you hear what the sfira is, we hear the chazan or whoever the sofer is, but let's say you're saying it in private, or you're at home and you're saying it with another person, or you're saying it yourself. I mean, the din is that you should, the chatchil at least, you should know the sfira at the time you make the bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah makes it into an inyan of a hefsik. You're going to make the bracha, and then you're going to wait to hear what the other fellow says, and then you're going to say it, so that's a hefsik. And he therefore says that if you say it together with the other person, you know, word by word, then lechara would be okay. But then he says that may not be the reason after all. The reason may be, poshut, you have to know the sphere at the time you make a bracha. I would compare it, the equivalent, to, like, you have to be holding an apple in your hand when you make the bracha. It's not just a question of a hefsik, although it's that also, but you have to sort of connect the bracha with what you're making the bracha over, at least a chatchila. So, like, the apple should be in front of you, it shouldn't be in the refrigerator. So here, also, the equivalent of the apple being on the table, not in the refrigerator, or even in your hand, would be knowing the sfira. So the bracha's chal on the sphere that you're going to make. So according to that, obviously, it would make no difference if there's a hefsek or not. And that's Shaila is brought down in the Shar HaTzion, where he considers that it's not a question of a hefsek, but a question of a more intrinsic necessity that you know what the mitzvah is today, so to speak. Okay, you know, it's a mitzvah sfiras omer anyway, but apparently there's an inyan to know even more specifically what day it is at the time you make the bracha. That's an inherent requirement, at least l'chatchila. Okay, so that's one inyan. Another inyan is, I think it's pretty well known that if you're not sure, if you forgot a day, then you count again. You count from then on with a bracha. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says the reason for that is a svek sveka. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says it. He says it as a svek sveka. Right, maybe you taka set sfira. And even if you didn't, so maybe we paskin like all those mandi amrim, which say that even if you skip a day, you could still continue with a bracha. So that's a svek sveka. Now, according to that, if you are not sure about more than one day, right, so then there's more tzedodim that you indeed skip the day. It's not a suffik hashokol anymore, the svek sveka, because you're misupik more than one day. Maybe you forgot, and even if you remembered, maybe you forgot that day. And even, so it's an uneven sveka. So the chora then, you would not make a bracha, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says it in a different way. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't, the Mishnah Berurah says it as a svek sveka. The Aruch HaShulchan says it that really the din of not making a bracha if you skip a day is a shitas yochid, it's the bahag. Everybody argues with him. And therefore, you know, you do like the bahag. The Beis Yosef came up with this chumra, call it, to be chayshish for the bahag, divrei kabbalah. And, right, but, so the Aruch HaShulchan's lashon is havu d'lo losif alei. So it's enough if we have the Bagas Chiddush. If you know for sure you skipped the day, so you don't make a bracha from then on. But if you're not sure, so, you know, like, Ein Loch Boya L'Chidusha, Yehobudu Lo Losef Alei, that's the Loshen. So according to that, L'Chora, in this case also, if you're Mesupik about 2 days, so you could continue making a bracha. You're still Moisef on the bag, so to speak. This would for also a question that many, many Achronim raise, and that is that here we seem to say that in a Svek Sveka situation, you can continue to make a bracha. But in Hilchas Brachas, it's Mavur, that when you have a Svek Sveka, the rule of Sofik Brachas Vahakel still applies. And you don't say, because it's a Svek Sveka, you can now make a bracha. So there are other Terutzim, but according to this, I mean, I'm not answering the Svek Sveka aspect, but according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not an Indian of a Svek Sveka at all. It's a different mahalach, which you're saying, you know, it's enough to bahag if you actually skip a day, but not if you're not sure. So obviously, according to that, it's not an inyan of a svek sveika, and it wouldn't be shver from Hilchos Brachos, where it says that even b'makom svek sveika, you don't make a bracha, because sofik brachos lahakol. Okay.